And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So she asked, how do you get people to promote the business who are mainly just stuck on promoting the products? Well, one, it's not that bad. All right. It's really not that bad. It's not that bad to have people dedicated to promoting the product. So you want to be very, very careful making someone who's promoting the products feel bad. Be very careful, because you just might upset the apple cart, and then you find out that they're no longer promoting the products or anything, and then you're like, man, I sure miss those guys. I wish they were here. When in my last network marketing company, and any network marketing company before that, the way that I would train is either you were a juggernaut prospector, or you just were lazy, right? And you know, it's interesting, because my red personality types, you know, I would get on a training call and my mission was to get everyone to talk to 10 people a day. That was my mission. Anyone on that call. So my red personality types are like, yeah, they're just like, losing their mind, right? They just, but all the rest, which, by the way, in any given team, there's about 5% that are red. Okay. About 5%. And so the other, maybe 10% were like a little motivated, right? They're like, ooh, you know what? I'm prospecting two. Maybe I can get to 10, right? So that leaves us with, 85% completely turned off. So like 85% are like, I don't know if I'm able to talk to 10 a day, and I don't want to disappoint him. I'm just going to quit. Terrible. You got to be careful how you treat your team. So when I do a team training, if I'm going to say anything that is hinting toward a top earner or someone's very serious about building the business, I always give this like little disclaimer. If you're on here and you just like being a customer, we love you. We love you so much. Butterfly kisses, right? We love you to smithereens. Stick around. We'd love to see you at the event. Yay, right? I always want them to feel okay with just being a customer or just promoting the products. Be very careful. I've seen people that were really excited about promoting their product, but their upline put too much pressure on them and they weren't ready for it and they quit. Be very careful. Very careful. Okay. So now Tony Robbins, if you listen to what he says, right? Seems to know what he's talking about. So Tony Robbins says there's two ways to change someone's state, and that's physically, right? So like if I talk to someone and I'm like, how you doing? Oh, I'm really not doing great. Like they literally have to get into a physical state of not doing great, right? No one says, I'm not doing great. Not doing great at all, right? No one does that, okay? If you ask someone, I can feel it on the phone. Hey, how are things going? I'm not doing that great, right? So Tony Robbins says there's two ways to change your state. One, change your state, right? Get fired up, right? Pump your fist into the air, right? Like whether you're from Jersey or not, doesn't matter, actually. It works. And so, you got change your physical state, right? Get your, shoulders back, head up, rock this thing. Yeah, baby, let's do this. And the other way is to ask different questions. Ask different questions. So you can go to someone promoting the products, give them love. If someone's promoting, my product and my team, I'm like, oh, I love you so much. You're amazing. You're just so awesome. Appreciate you so much. But maybe I ask them different questions. Maybe I ask them, now, you're great at promoting the product. I'm just curious, do you think that there might be people out there that would like to do what you're doing and maybe talk to other people about the product as well. Maybe like actually run a business. Do you feel that way at all? Do you ever run into people like that? And it gets them in a very mild way. It gets them thinking differently. Okay, it gets them thinking differently. And I'll ask them, hey, you know what? We got the event coming up in January. Do you have a good time at these events? Oh man, I love these events. Yeah, pretty cool, right? Do you know anyone else that might like these types of events? Or maybe they need these types of events in their life to get them fired up about everything? Oh, you know what? Yeah. See, that's another roundabout way. So I'm gonna ask them different questions. Here's what typically won't work. What most uplines, I think, would do is they'd say, hey, don't you want to make more money? And if someone isn't making money or isn't focused on making money, there's a 99.9% chance they have a weird belief system about money. They see it as greedy or selfish or something along that lines. They don't see it as value in the marketplace. They don't see it as impacting other people. They see it as something negative. And so you saying, well, hey, you should be talking about the business. Don't you want to make more money? They see it as, don't you want to be more greedy? Don't you want to be more selfish? Don't you want to be some fat cat, Wall Street, blah, 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 right? That's how they're hearing it. So your words are coming and then they're being altered by their ears. So it like goes in and it's like, boonk, right? Totally different. Like you didn't say, do you want to be more selfish? That's what they heard. So leading with money to someone who isn't focused on money will almost never work. It'll almost never work. So you have to ask different questions. You have to ask, you know, hey, you know what? There are a lot of, you know, I've noticed there's a lot of people out there that need to make extra money. You know, I see this company as a way to show as an example of how to have a great ethical business that is actually profitable. How do you feel about that? I'm just curious. I'm always interested in my superstars and my team. Edify them, make them feel important, give them love. If someone is mentioning the product to anyone out there, then we love them to pieces. We need more people like that. So don't make them feel bad. That would be my number one suggestion.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.